Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. CPAC. It's like one big Republican satire. Who's to blame? Well, if you want to join the discussion, you can reach me at 347-326-9598. I will also be lurking around Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio chat. And my Facebook is my page, blamegirl.com. Twitter, just mention me at blamegirls with an S. And like I say, I'm just getting into the Blog Talk Radio chat room, so hit me up there if you're on Blog Talk Radio. If you are listening to this archived or just want to find me on other social networks, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, and my blog is blamegirl.com. So, and again, that number is 347-326-9598. Now, CPAC. I just ruined my joke. CPAC is like an episode of Saturday Night Live. That's what I was going to say. It took place this year, this past weekend, actually, February 25th through the 28th. And the thing about CPAC is I feel like every year it gives us comic relief. I mean, what do you think? 347-326-9598. Are you entertained in a comedic way when you just hear the highlights of CPAC? I usually am. So it's just like the most conservative of the conservative, and it's like a place where conservatives go and kind of try to out-conservative each other, and it's just, it's always pretty hilarious, you know. That's what stood out to me this week is all the jokes from CPAC, so that's why I ended up doing my show. I know it's a little, you know, everybody was done talking about CPAC on Monday, but my show is only once a week, so that's why I decided to do it. And, you know, when I was doing my research about CPAC for today's show, I found out that in the past, like I looked at, I believe it's a link to the Huffington Post that I shared on my page, and basically, it's a chart of, like, how everyone has ranked over the years. And oddly enough, this really surprised me, but Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich got some of the highest ratings in CPAC over the years, oddly enough. And then you have your conservatives like, you know, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio. All the conservatives go, but it's, can you out-conservative one another and impress the crowd? So, you know, from my perception before, I just noticed that, like, Rick Santorum gained a lot of momentum at CPAC. And we all know the kind of things Rick Santorum says, right? You know, this is the crowd we're dealing with. So the CPAC poll that they take to see, you know, who's going to be the candidate, it really has no utility in determining who will ultimately become president. And it's just a place where conservative stock is measured. So over the years, up until 2015, you know, you have your Rubio, Christie, and Perry, like, their stock is dropping. Like, they're not as popular anymore, and they probably won't run for president. Well, maybe Marco Rubio, but maybe not. And, you know, Chris Christie is that kind of guy that will just do it anyway. And like I said, this poll has no utility, but these are the people that are dropping in stock. And Scott Walker has the highest increase. Scott Walker scares me because Scott Walker takes on unions, and like when he first took on unions in his state, the teachers unions, he was so aggressive about it and made it seem like teachers were fucking the state dry. Teachers are necessary. And now, recently, since he's been trying to out-conservative everyone, we'll get into some of the statements he's made at CPAC. He said that he made the statement also before CPAC, but at CPAC. But basically, he says that if he, because people are concerned about how his foreign policy, what his foreign policy is going to be like. And he's like, you know, like how he will handle ISIS. He's like, well, if I can handle the teachers' unions, I can handle ISIS. Yeah, he made that comparison. He made that comparison. So, now, like I say, CPAC is like one big Republican satire. It's just a joke. Who's to blame? Why is it like that? Give me a call, 347-326-9598. I'm worried I'm not going to get any callers because it just didn't seem like anyone's interested in talking about CPAC. But that's okay because I have a lot to say regardless. So we're looking for the blame here. Who's to blame? Why do I and many others feel like CPAC is just a big satire or just a joke? Is it because of the people, like the candidates who, the candidates, the speakers? Yeah, I would say so. You know, that is a large part of the reason it's a joke is because it's a place where the worst caricatures of conservatism in the media are there, and they just say whatever. And, you know, like Marco Rubio, he decided to say it was a joke, but Sean Hannity was interviewing him, and he said, I got to ask this question, and Ted Cruz goes, yes, I'm still beating my wife. Like, who says that? He's such an awkward person and just, Ted Cruz. I mean, and then who else? Oh, let me see if I can pull up the video of the new, the caller. And I feel bad because, you know, she insults women in this speech, but you know, the Barbie doll, because if you could see her, she looks like a little Barbie doll. She's 22-year-old Tommy Lauren, and she had some things to say at CPAC. She's a TV host. So let me get that plan. And again, if you want to join the discussion, 347-326-9598. I didn't want to open this link because it freezes up my computer a little bit, but here goes.
Yeah, according to those outside, we are the part of old, rich, white males. But I have a little problem with that because I don't really fit into that narrow box. Let's see, one, old. I'm 22 years old and rich, which almost makes me laugh out loud. I grew up in South Dakota, but smack dab in the middle class in middle America. And white, okay, you got me there. But
okay, I'm going to stop this because this is 2 minutes. But basically, if you're watching it, she's just reading what they're telling her to read. Like, I don't think this woman believes whatever she's reading. She's probably getting paid some good amount of money to say these things. But ultimately, she calls Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton men. So and then, you know, attacks Obamacare without any merit behind it. So this is a rising star at CPAC. So you have people like that. These are just some of the speakers. And then you have, and I had this video already pulled up. You have Doug Dynasty, what did they call him? I can't remember, but the Doug Dynasty, like, patriarch, Phil Robertson, this is his.
I got my facts from the CDC day before yesterday. 110 million Americans now have a sexually transmitted illness. 110 million? I'm looking at it and I said, I don't want you, America. I don't want you to come down with a debilitating disease. I don't want you to die early.
Okay. He rambles on for, I believe it's close to 28 minutes, and calls people hippies and beatniks and says that's who has these STIs. And, you know, everyone fact-checked him, and he did get the figure 110 million STIs, but he did not get 110 million Americans with STIs. But who cares? And you know what? Yeah, if you can successfully do that, if you can successfully be one man, one woman, then good luck with that, because that's no easy feat. A lot of times to get to success, you will have some failures. So, but that was his big speech. It was STDs that, you know, are bad. And, you know, he's slightly homophobic, so. Is it the people that make me think it's one big joke? I mean, it's been funnier. It's been funnier than this year, but it was still, there were still some highlights of the evening, or of the weekend. Or is it just the things that people say? Like I say, they try to out-conservative one another, and like Scott Walker, for example, saying what he said about teachers or the unions being compared to ISIS. Like, who says that? Who are you trying to impress by saying that? So I don't know if it's just the people or the things that these people are saying that make me laugh. Maybe it's a little bit of both. I mean, they are coming out of these people's mouths. And then so that brings me to the poll. Now, no, did I close my, okay, here it is. So this is also on my Facebook page, Blame Girl. It's a HuffPost Trail to the Chief CPAC edition, and it's pretty interesting. I'll read you a little bit of what they wrote, and it's talking about the stock of each individual. And by the way, Rand Paul won, but Scott Walker is ranked number one because he's climbed the most. Like, he was second. Now, Rand Paul did win, and he's second in this poll. And the way they describe it is fulfilled family obligation by winning CPAC poll, but couldn't keep the luster off Walker's star because, you know, his dad was also a CPAC star, Ron Paul. Wow, the time flew today, and no one even called. Okay. Well, let me read you just a little bit more of the stars of CPAC before we part. And, oh, that was another thing. Jeb Bush was at CPAC and got booed. And then, of course, Ben Carson was there. And his stock was up, but he wasn't at the top. He's fourth on this poll. And then Ted Cruz, they call a straw poll bronze medalist. But it felt like he finished off the podium. That's the wife beater. All right, so, yeah, and then you have the following. Marco Rubio, Bobby Jindal, which I don't even know why he's on here, Chris Christie, Rick Perry, and Mike Huckabee. So anyway, CPAC is just, it's just like a joke. They go there and they say outrageous things, and Phil Robertson, he got an award and rambled on for 28 minutes. So it's like, what is the purpose? I don't get it. I really don't. So, anyway, other than humor. So, if you want to check me out in the interim, Blame Girl is my page on Facebook, Blame Girls with an S on Twitter, and I am also blamegirl.com is my blog. I'm on Instagram, Google+, Pinterest, and you can message me through Blog Talk Radio. All right, thanks.